May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 312. Ye tempted souls, reflect, whose name 'tis you profess. Your master's lot you must expect, temptations more or less. 312.
Thank you. Let us read together from God's holy word two portions of scripture this morning. The first, Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. And now Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labours. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honourable, and shalt honour him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. May God bless that reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Most merciful, kind and gracious, and almighty Lord God in heaven, and once more we're favoured with this privilege of gathering in thy earthly courts. O Lord, we do pray that we may be found in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, or that we may be found in thy house this day with that desire in our hearts to truly worship thee, to worship thee in spirit and in truth. O Lord, we are conscious of our sinful hearts and our minds, Lord, how often they wander. We mourn over the weakness of our minds, how easily we're distracted. How, Lord, sometimes even in our private prayers where we find our minds wandering. Oh Lord, we do need thee to come right where we are and to deal mightily for us. Oh, that thou wilt drive Satan from us. Oh, we have a desire to worship thee, Lord, and we do pray that thou wilt drive him out from our hearts. Drive Satan from us and out of this house of prayer. And may thy presence be known and felt in our midst. May sin not have dominion over us. O Lord, do save us from the power of Satan. We sung in our first hymn of his power in tempting. Oh, how he tempted even the Son of God. And how can we stand, dear Lord? Oh, may we be found in our temptations, fleeing unto Jesus. Oh, that he may make that way of escape for us. Oh, that Satan may flee from us as we're enabled by thy Spirit to turn to thy word, turn to thyself and plead for thy help. But, O Lord, do cause us to call upon thee in a day of trouble. May we not be left leaning on our own arm of flesh. May we not seek to battle Satan alone. Oh, but may we be told and taught and shown our weakness. And may we as the dove be found fleeing for refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, show us then our weakness, the frailty of us. Oh, and do grant us, Lord, that view of the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner's only hope and refuge. And may that glorious welcome of the gospel be sounding forth. Oh, we do pray that thou give us ears to hear and make our feet willing. Oh, for in thy word thou dost say, my people shall be willing in the day of my power. Oh, then make us willing. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou art have mercy upon us as we gather a group of poor, sinful creatures. We gather and plead thy presence. We beg for the Holy Spirit to come and work mightily in our midst, in the hearts of each of the hearers. May there be that preparation in the week past. And Lord, as we come up to thy house, oh, may the hearts be prepared. May there be that good ground. And may thy word go forth as that good seed. O Lord, may the word be clothed with power. May it be in the unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, how we need the application of it. Oh, may it, Lord, be thy word, directed by thee. May it suit each case. Oh, Lord, we long for there to have, for there to be amongst the people this day, seeking, longing souls. We long, Lord, for there to be hearts that are sighing and crying, those who desire to hear thy voice, whose one desire is to be granted a glimpse of the Lord Jesus. So we would see Jesus. Oh, may that be the one thing needful for each. Oh, and to know my Jesus crucified. Oh, Lord, may that be our one desire. Oh, that we may, by thy Spirit, lay claim, my Jesus. Oh, we do pray that there may be souls longing, seeking, evidences to be confirmed, hearts strengthened, promises renewed. We do pray there may be those with burdens, Lord, that they feel they cannot bear and have sought to cast them upon thee. Oh, may they hear words of peace, words of comfort. May the everlasting arms be made known this day, holding them fast. Oh, we do pray that those seeking direction may hear thy voice, that voice behind them, this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh Lord, give thy people direction, guidance, but oh, do keep us on that narrow way. May we not be left to wander, to stray into forbidden paths. Oh, may we be found pressing toward the mark, not loitering in this evil world, but may we see no rest, no pleasure, no joy here. May we be travellers, passing through, our eyes fixed on heaven. Oh Lord, may we be found with a single eye. Oh, may our eyes be fixed on thee. But oh, do come and draw us to thyself. How we need, Lord, drawing away from this world. How we need thy mighty hand upon us. How we need that unseen hand to pull us through the crowd. Oh, the crowd that surrounds, the unbelief, the doubts, the fears, the hardness of the way. Oh Lord, do reach out thy hand and draw us through these things, that we may not be bogged down with the cares of this life, but we may, Lord, be given feet to run swiftly through these things. Oh, do be with each who gather here. Thou knowest the cases, the concerns. Each heart knows its own bitterness. Lord, oh, do bless thy word this day. May it suit each case. May hearts be touched. May needs be met. Oh, may the praise flow forth from our lips. May this be the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. May thy people not be slack in making mention of the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Oh, but may there be a seeking to set the crown on thy head. Oh, may there be a telling to sinners round, what a dear Saviour we have found. Oh, may we not be ashamed. Take away that dumb spirit from us. Oh, may tongues be loosed. Would you pray, Lord, that thou art have mercy upon us? It's mercy, Lord, that we need. Oh, that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mercy streams in streams of blood. May we be granted an interest in it. May a few precious drops be sweetly applied to our souls. Oh, may we know the effect of it. May there something remain, dear Lord, this day. May it be one of thy appointments, and may we leave different to how we came. May it be said, it has been good for us to be here. Oh, Lord, may there be something that remains into the coming week. We know not what lies before us. Oh, the unknown way, the untrodden steps of our lives. Oh, Lord, do strengthen us, help us, give us more faith. May we trust thee more. May we commit all our ways unto thee. Oh, that we may prove thee faithful to thy word. But, oh Lord, do take away that unbelief that so plagues thy people. Oh, that dreadful sin. Oh, how we often are left to question thy loving kindness and that unchanging love. Oh Lord, do forgive us our many sins. Oh, we are but feeble flesh. Oh, we do pray that our prayers and worship this day may be perfumed with the merits of the Saviour. Oh Lord, we do thank thee that thou art on the throne, sitting at the Father's right hand, and that thou canst be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Oh, we do thank thee that thou art making intercession for us. Oh, we thank thee for that way made where we can approach, seek to approach that throne of grace. Oh, may one and another be enabled to come boldly unto the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Bless us each, Lord, we pray. Think of the children, do help them. Be with them in this evil world. Keep them as the apple of thine eye. Oh, do put thy fear in their hearts. May they not depart from thee all the days of their life. Oh, Lord, we do pray that they may ever have a tender conscience and that they may walk before thee in thy fear. And oh, we do pray that thou call them by grace while they're young in life. Make our children thy children. Bless each soul from the youngest to the oldest. Leave none out. Pass none by. Oh, can we even think, Lord, that there may be some here who are passed by? We cannot bear that thought, Lord. No, we cannot bear it. Oh, may it not be, but may each one in the fullness of time be gathered in into that sheet, that great sheet knit at the four corners. And may each one of us be taken up into heaven at last. Oh Lord, may it be so. By thy holy will and that love that passeth all understanding, may mercy flow to each soul at this chapel, we pray. And have mercy on the neighbourhood. Gather in, we pray. Oh, may there be thy dead elect in this neighbourhood. Oh, do gather them in, Lord, into this place and fill it with praying, seeking, longing souls. Return, Lord, to thy churches. Build us up, we pray, in our most holy faith. And Lord, help us day by day. Do pardon every sin. Forgive all that we've asked amiss. And all those many things we fail to ask, Lord, do grant them in thy good pleasure and take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously through thy beloved Son, we ask in his name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 1076. Jesus, in whom the Godhead reigns, beam forth with mildest majesty. I see thee full of truth and grace, and come for all I want to thee. 1076.
Thank you.
Will you turn with me to the first reading this morning, Isaiah chapter 50. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the 10th verse. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Maybe when you hear that reading of that verse, you say, well, hang on a minute. This is describing one of the Lord's dear children. They fear the Lord. They've obeyed the voice of his servant, the voice of the Lord Jesus. They've sought to walk in his commandments. The Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And yet, this describes them as walking in darkness and having no light. Can it be so that the Lord's dear children in this life walking, seeking to walk in the fear of the Lord, seeking to follow in his commandments, and yet, oh, there's darkness, not feeling there to be light shining upon their pathway? Oh, beloved friends, this is a great comfort, is it not? Are there any here this morning? You say, oh, it feels to be darkness. Not maybe total blackness. But what can describe your feelings, your real feelings of your heart this morning? It's darkness. Not deadness, but darkness. There's no light shining upon you. You haven't that sense of the Lord's special presence with you. You don't feel to be walking in his light. Maybe it's been a long time since you felt clear direction from the Lord. When was the last time you really felt that one-to-one, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus? When was the last time there was real, true spiritual communication? Oh, when was the last time you felt a refreshing from the presence of the Lord? When was the last time you truly felt your heart touched? Oh, have we felt it? Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Oh, who is among the congregation this morning that feareth the Lord? And it's a point, isn't it, that's often tried. It's a point that Satan will continually try and test in us. Are we really amongst those that truly fear the Lord? Have we the fear of God in our hearts? And obey the voice of his servant? It is a clear sign, is it not, of the love in our hearts when we're willing to take up the cross and follow him. You know, friends, out of our lips can come all sorts of things. And out of our lips can come a profession. We can lay claim to things. You know, you think of it, you parents with your children. Oh, they may say they love you, but oh, when it's obedience you see from them, is that not speaking louder sometimes? You know, many, the world will claim to love, claim to be faithful in business. They give you their word, and yet, what are their actions? You know, beloved friends, this is a sign, is it not? When a soul is made willing, not necessarily something they're willing to do. Now, maybe it's an outward profession of his name. There's public prayer. And you know, they shrink from that. That the very last thing that they want to do in their lives is to stand up publicly in front of people and speak. And yet, the love of Christ in the heart, these things are graciously overcome. Why? If ye love me, keep my commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. And he's promised strength equal to the day. And he's promised to never leave his people or forsake them. Oh, and he's promised that none of his dear people will ever be ashamed of him. Oh, they've put their trust in him. You see, they've put their nailed their colours to the mast. They've been enabled to lay claim to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will never be made ashamed of that. Oh, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant? Oh, but you say, yes, this is me this morning. This is me. Whether you've claimed being able to come and tell, or whether you sit there silently, but in your heart and in mine, you know, is there that fear of God? Is there that fear of God in our hearts? Oh, it's that controls our behaviour. When we come right through all the things that cumber about our spirits, all the wanderings of our hearts, when we get right down to the bottom of our heart, is there that light that cannot be quenched? Is there something in your heart that despite what Satan throws at you, and despite your wanderings, yet, there's that love, that there's the fear of God in your heart, that there's that, not a terror, but that respect, a filial fear of God in our hearts. And, you seek to obey the voice. You long to be enabled to truly walk at large. You long in your heart to truly, truly walk with God. Your desire is for that close walk with God. In your heart, that you may not have the strength, or yet been given the strength and grace to walk it, but you long that the fear of man is not in you. You long to make mention of his loving kindnesses. In your heart, you desire to show forth his praise. And yet, there's a darkness this morning. There's a darkness. Cast a shadow over you. Maybe it's many years. Maybe it's many years. Maybe you have professed. And maybe it's many years. Or maybe you haven't professed, but you have tasted, you have handled. And it's many years. This morning, it's not total blackness and deadness, but there's a darkness, an overshadowing over you. There's darkness, and there's no light shining upon you. You felt it once, maybe more than once. Maybe you have to go back to the time of great trouble. Maybe you have to go back to a time of great affliction. Maybe it's really sorrowful circumstances, really trying things you look back to. And in your heart, you don't want to go back there. But oh, you long for that nearness. You look back and you say, well, what a dreadful, dreadful time of my life that was. And yet, oh, there's something that sweetens it. There's something that softens it. There's a savour about it. Though it was the most trying, providential circumstance, maybe, or bodily affliction, or trouble, or sorrow, or bereavement, maybe. Yet, oh, what sweetness there was. Oh, how close I felt to the Lord. Oh, how my thoughts were wholly taken up, not just on the Lord's Day, but day by day, as you were falling into his arms, as he made you fall into his arms, as he caused you to lean hard upon him. Oh, what a sweet time it was. And it was daily, it felt the Lord was leading you. There was almost a sense of his hand on you. He had taken you by the right hand and was leading you through these sorrows, through this difficulty. But it was a sad time, but the sweetness, the savour of it, the Lord's gracious, special presence. Do you long? You daren't pray for trouble this morning, do you? We wouldn't wish for trouble. Well, we dare not pray for trouble. But give me that, grant me, Lord, that close walk. Oh, Lord, draw near to me. Draw me near to thee. Is that your desire this morning? You're not in total darkness. There's not death in your heart. But it's like winter. It's like winter, isn't it? It's the only way to explain it. There is, you feel, you know, you've the hope, the faith, that there is life. But outwardly, your tree is barren. It looks dead, it appears dead. But in your heart, you know its roots sound. You know there's life within, but it's deep within. Oh, Lord, may thy light shine upon me. And may I feel that warming influence of thy gracious spirit upon me. And may the buds burst forth. May this winter end. May the springtime come. May the Lord appear. Maybe this sums up your desire this morning. Maybe it's this. My beloved spake and said unto me, is this what you desire this morning? This will end the darkness, won't it? The gloom. Because in the gloom, without the clear shining light of the Lord Jesus upon us, What comes from it? Doubts and fears and troubles and an unease and an unsettledness. But oh, when the Lord speaks, all changes, doesn't it? Is that your desire? My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love. You feel to be fallen down, maybe, lying down. Why is this zeal passed from me? Why, when the Lord shone upon my heart, when I felt his nearness, his presence, I felt I could meet any enemy. I could face any foe. I felt I could do whatever the Lord says, and yet now, there's not a reluctance, but there's no urgency in me. There's no zeal, there's no life. What does it, what's the word that describes it best for you this morning? Are you drifting? Do you know what I mean by that? Things are nice. Things are okay. Things in the family's okay. And business is okay. But you're in sort of this drifting. There's no real direction. That there's a feeling of it's all calm. And in your little boat in the midst of the sea is in very calm waters. But you're neither pressing one way or another. There's almost like it, just a drifting around. Oh, there's no real communication. The Lord isn't dealing with you with the rod or the staff. There seems to be silence. The Lord has brought you into this calm place and you seem to be left there. Well, at first, maybe the calm after the storm has been welcome, but now, has it been a bit calm for quite a while? Is there nothing really going on? Because then how often doesn't seem much going on with our prayers? You see, you look back at those troubled waters. What real prayer came forth? Oh, you knew what it was to pour out your soul before him. Oh, you entered in, his word entered into you. One by one, every time you opened the Bible in your day of trouble, a promise leapt out, a word of comfort. But now, is there any real urgency to even open the Word of God? And when you do, is it just nice? Nothing laying hold of you? Nothing taking your spirit? Where is the Spirit? Oh, you see, it was the Holy Spirit that was taking those things and revealing them unto you and applying them to your heart. Oh, you say, oh, well, that I knew that the Spirit working in my heart again. Oh, when you open the Word of God and it was life to you. Oh, a word, a verse, a sentence stood out from the page, seemed to be written there just for you. Or you maybe you and your wife, or you and your own, husbands, wives, children, maybe you've been talking on the Saturday about your troubles and you've gone into the house of God on Sunday and you say, well, the Lord was there in the kitchen on Saturday evening when we poured out our hearts. The Lord was there because his servant came the next day. Oh, and oh, it was like he was there with us. The Lord answered every question and every doubt that we had on the Saturday was answered on the Sunday. Oh, this is that light shining upon your path. This is that light that you long for, is it not? The warmth, that glowing heart. Oh, Lord, return. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, what a mercy this morning, if in your darkness, the dreariness, the drifting, oh, that the Lord would say, rise up, my love. Oh, that his voice would be heard, that he would renew those precious promises to you. Oh, may this be a token for good this morning, because, beloved friends, it's in the Word of God. The Lord's people will experience this. They will enter into this. There will be times in their lives when, oh, that they are numbered amongst the people of God, yet they may feel darkness and no light shining upon them. Now you say, small comfort it is to me. I want to see the light. Well, maybe so, but it is, isn't it, a comfort? Oh, it is a comfort. Hasn't Satan been telling you, well, is your religion real? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you a real Christian? Why then do you have a heart that's so lukewarm? Are you sure you're really one of his? Have you not mistaken? Did you not presume? Oh, have you made a dreadful error? Oh, these doubts and fears. Oh, may you be able to take this word and take it to Satan and tell him. Oh, that there are those that fear the Lord and obey the voice of his servant. And they are at times and places left to walk in darkness. But they're walking. They're walking. They're walking. There must be life. They're walking, beloved friends. And they're walking a thorny road. And they're walking a straight and narrow way. But it is a rough and thorny road. And the flesh dislikes the way. This is the comfort. They're walking, and they're walking heavenward. They're on a journey. They're on a pilgrimage. Oh, and a mystery though it may seem to us, that there's darkness, the direction, that the way ahead isn't lit up as how we want it to. They haven't got the way quite mapped out as far as they want. Sometimes the Lord brings us to walk one step at a time, literally, one foot in front of the other. But we're walking, and every step heavenward is one nearer heaven. And though often we want the whole path lit up with lights right to the end, yet it's not always his will. Sometimes he grants us a glimpse of a safe passage to heaven, and then the lights go out. The lights will go out, and yet the Lord will have us one step at a time. One step at a time. You see, walking in darkness, fumbling, feeling our way along. Oh, to be found calling upon him. The Lord brings his people to those points, you know. He wants a soft heart. He often breaks our hearts again. You know, beloved friends, a seeking soul who comes and is first brought into a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, he comes with a broken and a contrite heart. And the Lord says he will not despise that heart. But then he sees our hearts, and he sees the evil in our hearts, and our hearts do not remain broken and contrite, and we become hardened as we go along the way. And sometimes pride comes in, and we become proud of our profession, and people might have a good opinion of us good strict Baptists, and oh, we become proud in these things. The Lord sees fit to bring us again to his dear feet and prove again that a broken and a contrite heart that he will not despise. Maybe we're brought in our sins and in our many failings and in the hardness of our heart to what we've read of in Isaiah 58. A hypocritical worship, an outward worship, but in our hearts, the heart of a hypocrite. Oh, we attend to the outward forms of the service. We dress the right way. Oh, we sing the hymns and we come into the house of God and go. But oh, where's the heart? Where's the heart? Where's the life? Where's the love? Where's the love? You see, really, Isaiah lays out this, doesn't he, in that chapter? That the Lord looks into the hearts and he sees our worship, how we come week by week. And he sees what our lives are really like, how we treat other people, how we are at home in our own families, how we are to strangers and neighbours. Have we that right spirit? Do we deal our bread to the hungry? And put clothes on those that have need? You see, a heart that's made soft, he doesn't think of those things in his bank account as being his. There's an openness. The Lord's given me that. The Lord's blessed me with that. How will he have me to use this? How can I best use this for his honour and glory? You know, it's a solemn point, isn't it? Who can read about Barnabas and not then look at our own lives and feel ashamed? You know, he having land, sold it, and he laid it at the feet of the apostles. That's love, isn't it? Isn't that love? Isn't that the true spirit of Christ? And how far short we come. We're in a world these days, aren't we? So much more in a world of, you've got your arms round everything that's ours, haven't we? And we've got to provide for our own, for our own selves, right through to our retirement. And we must be wise in these things. I'm not saying that. But the thing is, what a spirit of the world is often in us. The spirit of the world. How the Lord blessed that early church. Oh, that close walk they had. They laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, I'm not in any way saying that you all should sell everything you have and bring it to chapel next Sunday. I don't mean that. But in our hearts, the willingness, Lord, thou hast blessed me with these things. It wasn't mine before thou gavest them to me. What will thou have me to do with it? How best can I use it? How can I use it for thy honour and glory? How will it further the gospel? How can I best help those of thy dear people I see in need? How can I best witness to my neighbours, my work colleagues, that I've been with Jesus, that I'm one of his? How can I best walk with thee, a man who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief? Oh, that we may live according to his word more. You know, Paul says to the Corinthians, he speaks in Corinthians 13, I'd read it if I had time, but I haven't. Maybe you can read it when you get home. First Epistle of Corinthians 13, and he speaks of those things that he may have. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understanding all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. It's a solemn thing, isn't it? But oh, that the Lord would give us his Spirit. Isn't it that we desire? We sang it, didn't we, in that middle hymn? We sang that desire that we would have him and his Spirit in us. Enter thyself and cast out sin. More of thy purity bestow. Touch me and make the leper clean. Wash me and I am white as snow. Oh, that his Spirit may enter into us, and that we become a living sacrifice unto him. That our time, you say, I haven't got a great sum in my bank, I can't do what you've been saying. Oh, your time, beloved friends, and prayer. How little time we spend in prayer. You analyse your week, analyse your day. If it's anything like mine, you'll be ashamed of it, friends. The little we spend in prayer. Praying for ourselves, praying for others. Praying for others. Praying for fellow members of the church. Praying for fellow members of the congregation. Praying one for another. Not just those who are afflicted, those who are in difficult circumstances, but for the souls. For those that you sit behind or in front this morning, could you bear any of them? Can you bear that thought? I cannot bear that thought, beloved friends, that I've come into this chapel a few times now, and that any of you should be passed by, any of you should be lost at that great day. I cannot bear that thought. Oh, that the Lord would put that spirit of true prayer in us for the welfare of the never-dying souls that he's granted to you, the little babes that are born amongst you. Oh, that they, every one of them, may be found in heaven at last. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Oh, this is isn't this a glorious lifeline? You say, I feel this darkness. I don't have this light shining upon me. Oh, what can be done for me? Am I to just lie here? Will I lie here forever? Will I not feel anything more? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Oh, have you had to go, beloved friends, into your closet, on your knees, and plead the name of the Lord? It was revealed to Moses as he passed by before him, the Lord God, merciful and gracious and long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Plead every one of those blessed characters and offices and attributes of the Lord. Plead them. Plead his mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Plead it. Plead that he'll have mercy and be gracious to you. Oh, plead that he'll have mercy and show you your sins. Lord, show me my sin. Help me to confess them. If I'm an Achan, oh, Lord, show me what it is in my life. Turn out my tent before thee. Help me to turn it out and lay it all at thy feet and show me what I must give up. Take those idols away that are coming between me and thee. Oh, that's so grieving thy spirit that's brought me into this darkness. Lord, if thou art withholding thy gracious spirit for a sin, a besetting sin in my heart, in my life, help me to tear it from my throne and worship only thee. Oh, Lord, cause me to hear thy loving kindnesses. Oh, cause me to hear it. Oh, bring me to thy feet. Oh, be gracious to me. Thou art long-suffering. Oh, may I prove it. May I prove it. Let me trust in the name of the Lord. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. What does that mean, stay upon? Rest upon him. Oh, he's a stay. He's a prop. He's to be leaned on. Oh, to rest in his promises. Oh, let me rest upon my God. Let me rest in the promises that he's made. I've got nothing to rest on, Lord. I'm in darkness. I've got no light. Leaning upon myself, resting in my own strength, I've nothing. And it will come to nothing. But oh, to trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Rest in the promises. Certainly I'll be with thee. You know, if he's given you that promise in 1985, it's the same now. But maybe he gave you a promise, a particular promise in a particular part of your life, in affliction or whatever. Yet it's forever, beloved friends. Oh, then restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Renew that promise. Oh, certainly I'll be with thee. Believe, oh, to believe it, friends. Lord, give me that faith to believe, to lay hold again on that promise thou didst give me. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Maybe it was a fear not. Oh, may you have it burnt in your heart again. Fear not. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You see, in verse 11, the Lord speaks of those who kindle their own fire, who seek to kindle their own warmth in their heart, who seek to walk in the pleasures of this world, who are happy in the sparks of this world that give no heat and no real light. He says, carry on. You walk in them. You walk in them. And in those sparks you've kindled, you walk in them. Because this is what you'll have at my hand. You shall lie down in sorrow. Oh, Lord, pick me up. Pick me up from the dust. Oh, lift up my head, my weary head, my head that's full of clouds and doubts and unbelief. May it be rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away from all these doubts, and may the sun shine through, the clouds part, and that south wind blow upon your garden, and that the spices may flow forth. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £815, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Parish hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day, who also hopes to administer the Lord's Supper. There's a cemetery trustee meeting tomorrow evening at 7:30, and an Oakington Trinitarian Bible Society meeting on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 267. Children of the Heavenly King, As ye journey, sweetly sing, sing your Saviour's worthy praise, glorious in his works and ways. 267.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.